Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Ivan calling from Local Splash.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing good.
All right, awesome. I see that you're requesting for me to give you a call. Tell me, how can I help you?
I would say if you could tell me how many calls I've gotten in from that from the Google ad.
Okay, you want to let us know about the how it's going, I'm assuming, I'm sorry?
Yeah, because I don't know how to go there or look at anything, because you said I could pause it and, anytime I wanted to, but I don't know how you even get to the site to do anything like that. But
okay, I could definitely help you if you have a little bit of time now, or if you need me to reschedule, I could definitely do so as well.
Go ahead. I might be able to do it right now. But I want to see, tell me how many calls I've gotten off of that so far.
Okay. It looks like around a total of 12 so far.
Do what now?
It's a total of 12 calls coming from the Google Verified program itself.
Okay, because I think, Ivan, that maybe we should go ahead and maybe pause this until they get these calls straightened out, because I've got a list, I mean a good list, of these. Some of these calls are coming in from Corbin, Frankfurt, and different places that I don't go. So some of the calls is probably coming off of Google Ads is coming, you know, I'm using up some money by these calls coming in.
Okay, yeah, there's some that are coming in normally, meaning without any type of charge. And then there are some that are coming in for Google Verified. I've actually spoken with my team in regards to the situation about your Google business profile showing in other areas, right, that we're not promoting you in. And we did create what's known as a ticket with Google itself to see how we can stop that. But they've also made me aware of the amount of reviews that you have. It might be something that Google's actually doing themselves, which is basically just placing you in a bigger areas, unfortunately. For the Google ads, there definitely should be a way to restrict them. Let me go ahead and double check, because I believe it was only, if I'm mistaken, it was only one area that we had. But let me double check. Okay. And did you happen to get the email by any chance? It should say login credentials to your advanced reporting.
When? Just now?
Yes, it should have been going to your email. It's going to say login credentials to your advanced reporting.
Oh, I don't know.
You're not sure? You don't have your email on your phone, I'm sorry?
I do have email, but I hardly go in there and look at anything.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I got so many emails in here. I'm scanning through some stuff in here now. And
well, it's going to be the newest one, and it's definitely by Local Splash. Let me see if I can send it by text. I believe it does send it automatically. Give me a second here. Okay, yeah, there should have been a text sent out to you as well. It should say log into access your dashboard.
I got a something to the Local Splash lead. I don't know.
I sent this to the same number, the one that I replied earlier, that we'll be contacting you.
You sent it what, to Margo?
Yeah, I sent it to the same number where it says, "Hello, Chester, we will have Ivan call you as soon as possible. Thank you." And you responded to that one. That's where the
Okay. Yeah, it came through a text. I looked at an email. That came in on a text.
Okay. Yeah, I did it both ways just to make sure, because as you said, you don't really check your email. So maybe by text it'll be something more easier. But something that is very important right on the text, it has a link to your client dashboard. And on the same text, it has your username and password. Okay?
Okay, it says log into your Access dashboard.
That's correct. So on the same text I sent you, it has your username and password.
Okay. Go and click on that.
Yes. Once you have, let's say, the password, because the credential is going to be your actual, the username, I'm sorry, is your phone number, right?
Okay, I'll see here.
We might need to reset the password, actually. It looks like it's been quite some time.
Because account settings, contact support, local Facebook reviews, Google profile actions, results.
Okay, perfect. So it looks like you should be in the right area. Now, as you mentioned, right, one of the big things that you want to learn right now is how to pause the ads, for example. So what we do is we have a campaign that it should say ad campaigns. Now, if you're using your phone, you need to press on the three lines, and it's going to drop down another menu for you.
Let me find the three lines. I don't see those.
Yeah, it should be on top of the screen, so you might need to
scroll up. Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. And if you click on those three lines, you'll see where it says campaign management, or where it says ad campaigns, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Perfect. So if you click on that, you should see something that says campaign management as well.
Yes.
Perfect. So go ahead and click where it says campaign management. Once you're on there, you can actually see the Google Verified budget. Okay, so if you need to go ahead and pause it, there's a button right there that will allow you to pause it, and it will allow you to pick a day for it to restart.
So once you pause it, and you want to start back up, what do I push?
No, well, it will restart automatically. So you press pause, and a little calendar should pop up, and it's going to ask you to choose when you wish to restart it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be something that it's very useful, actually. A lot of our clients use it, especially on the weekends, for example. So you are able to pause it for, let's say, I believe up to a month or maybe 2 weeks, right? Let's go ahead and check that. Yeah, it should allow you for a little bit. Now, if you need me to pause it for a length, let's say a good length of time, right, maybe a month or two, right, just let me know and I could pause it for you, right? But other than that, if you're planning on maybe pausing it for a week, maybe 2 days, then this would be perfect for you.
So I've spent if I'm looking at this right, I've spent $125 out of the $351. Is that how that works?
That is correct. That's absolutely correct. The next thing I wanted to show you was the leads themselves, okay? That way, if, let's say, some of them aren't leads, then we can go ahead and dispute them, right? So that's always a good thing.
All right.
Okay, perfect. So let me know if you pause them or you're just going to do that in a bit, right?
Yeah, I may wait till the end of this day.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay. It is a good plan, to be honest with you. By the end of the day, it should be fine. I simply just wanted to show you the leads, right? If you press on those three lines again, you're going to go ahead and see where it says home, and then it's going to say leads. Right in the
home.
Same. Mm-hmm, that's correct. So you're going to see where it says home and then leads.
Yeah.
Perfect. So if you click on that, right, it's going to take you to all of your calls, messages, right? But it breaks it down for you, okay? You get to see the calls. You get to see if they came from the website or from Google Verified. The most important one right now, because I believe you mentioned that some of them shouldn't be from the area, for example, aren't from your area, then you just click on Google Verified. That will show you all the calls that are coming directly from there.
What's it going to have, like a G out in front of it?
That's correct. That's going to have the G.
So if it comes through the Google Ads, it'll just have a G, the letter G out in front of the symbol of a phone.
That's correct. So it's going to have the, for example, right, it should say Google Verified, and it should have the number 12.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, again, we break it down for you, right? We don't want you to, let's say, get confused on it. So we broke it down if you just want to see the calls coming in from Google Verified, because those are basically the ones that are going to be charged, right? They involve more money. So we kind of separate them a little bit just so we can make sure to make it easier to find or dispute if needed. So, again, it should say Google Verified in the number 12. If you click on that, it's going to show you all the calls from Google verified.
Now, it don't say Google verified. It's just got the letter a G.
Okay, and that's because you're on all of them, right, where it shows the 316. Because there's a filter on there, which I'm trying to let you know.
There's filter?
That's correct. So there's a filter that you should be able to use as well.
I got you. I see it now. 12.
Yeah, it's going to be more helpful for you. That way you don't have to worry. Because the other ones that don't have that G, right, they're not charged, right? Those are just coming from the regular service that we're providing.
Yeah, because no longer than it's been running, I mean, it's almost halfway through that budget, almost, I mean.
Yes, and that's when we realize that sometimes it might be best to give you the option to pause. Because, again, you might get too full, for example, right? Or you might be going on vacation. There's a lot of reasons why you might need access to it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. How come when it first went live, I was able to type in Appliance Repair Georgetown, and it showed my number and Mr. Appliance up in the sponsored area, and my name is not showing up there in the sponsored area?
It could be, maybe they have Google Ads, for example, right? They're a little bit different than Google Verified.
Well, because I was there one day it went live. I'm like, that's pretty cool. Then I looked another day, and I'm like, huh.
Yep. And then as well, what happens is that we're running the ads based on your actual hours, right? So if you let's say, are trying to see it, then you need to check it during your hours, right? Because, again, they should be paused after hours. So if you're only from 8 to 5, that's when they'll show.
Right.
That's just an example. So, and as well, if Mr. Appliance, I'm sorry, if he's also playing for Google Ads, which about 80% of people are, that will also put them on top of the page.
But
Google Ads, they don't really guarantee you calls. As you can tell, Google Verified, at least people are calling you. Google Ads, I mean, I would say maybe out of every 10 people that click that ad, maybe one or two will call, right? But, yeah, I believe we tried them with you once, and it worked the first month, but the second month it didn't go so well.
Right. It's funny, like I said here today, I mean, I think a few calls coming in from Corbin and Frankfurt. And they're like, you're the one, the first one popped up. I'm like, I don't know how. I don't. Then, like I said, then you got to explain yourself. You know,
yeah, we created that ticket with Google, right, because we understand that it's definitely an issue. But one of the things that we realized is that you have so many reviews that Google might be using that to their advantage, right? So, we're definitely trying to see if there's a way to reverse that. But, again, as soon as they reply to the ticket, I'll be able to give you better information. That's just one of, like, Google specialists, one of the things that he noticed right away. Is the amount of reviews you have is actually helping Google out as well, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes it easier for everybody to find you as well.
All right, dude. Like I said, I was just curious about the Google Verified, how to pause it and that sort of thing, so.
Yeah, it's definitely useful. And Chester, please, if you, let's say you don't have time to log in, you can't log in, just send me a text and let me know, hey, I need you to pause Google Verified for me. I can't do it. Or just say you need it, okay? I'll make sure to pause it for you, especially if it's within my hours from Monday to Friday. I'll be able to pause it within a minute or two, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, awesome, Chester. But now you know how to log in. If you need me to walk you through it at a later date, just let me know. We can schedule something, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome, Chester. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.